Well, this is a piece that was originally published in my 1996 book, Resurrection in the Cartoon, and reappeared in my selected poems, How to Swallow a Pig. It's a prose poem, and I've stopped reading it aloud lately because something uncomfortably like it appeared in the movie Cigarettes and Coffee by Jim Jarmusch, and I hate to think anybody thinks I borrowed it, but just check the date of my book's publication and you'll see where it perhaps originated. Anyway, here, I was doing a series of poems on Elvis Presley more as a mythological figure than as the actual living human entity. So here's the Presley twins. It is widely known that Elvis was a twin. Official documents tell us that Elvis's identical twin brother, Cain, died at birth. But baby Cain never really died. There are always two Presley boys. When one appeared, the other disappeared. When one emerged, the other hid. Mrs. Presley liked it that way, a kid in the closet and a kid on TV. Usually it was Cain who was kept in the closet, but when Cain came out, Elvis went in. And that's how it was from day one, for God had sent the two down and no one else knew but Vernon and Lou. Elvis had the raspy voice, the one that sang Jailhouse Rock, the one that sang Hound Dog, that hacksaw thing in the throat. Then he would leave the stage and Cain would come on and do the Love Me Tenders, the Don't Be Cruels in a sweet, milky voice, and no one knew. No one knew but Vernon and Lou, and no one ever suspected. After the fame came, Cain wanted to come out of the closet, but Mother wouldn't allow it. There were threats, scenes, the brothers started fighting. Then, when he was drafted, it was Elvis who did all the time while Cain slacked off. This was when Cain started doing prescription drugs, all the pharmaceuticals he could get his hands on. You see, Lou was the doc, and the doc knew, and he thought he was prescribing for two, but Cain was scarfing the lot. The twins began to look different. That is why, after the army, Cain and Elvis did so little TV. There's a moment in the Elvis Live from Hawaii video, though, that is very telling. You think it's live and uncut, but those who saw the original remember Elvis, after sleazing his way through Love Me Tender, asking to be excused. He gets up laughing and leaves the whole world hanging on for 4 minutes as he goes to the washroom. What is now evident is that the real Elvis was in there wearing an identical outfit. He came out and did that great hacksaw vocal on One Night With You. This is Elvis at his best. He can't stop smiling. There is no self-deprecation now. But notice his right hand. The familiar knuckle duster is no longer present. One of the few times any small detail of the elaborate substitution becomes detectable on camera. After that, there began to be more and more physical differences between the two men. Sometimes Elvis would start a gig thin and confident, then Cain would do the second night, already starting to bulge. The cheap American pharmaceuticals had begun to break down his capillaries. Elvis withdrew and watched helplessly from the sidelines as his brother slipped into the puffy, pathetic narcosis of the famed last days. The man who died on the toilet that day, his body should never have been found. He was to have been discreetly buried, out of the way finally, so that Elvis, the survivor, might emerge at last, miraculously thin, confident, pelvic, and laughing, to conduct the greatest comeback of all time. But the body was found, and to all the world, this was Elvis. Stricken with the loss of his brother, the real Elvis saw his chance at freedom. Without telling a soul, he headed for the nearest shopping plaza. And that is why there are so many sightings. Do you really think that many people could be wrong? It is Elvis that they are seeing. He is out there, still.